And welcome back to WSHIT 715 News. It's news you can use before you snooze. In breaking news, the whole world is talking about the astronauts who became astronauts by not even traveling to space. In a giant leap forward for humanity, these five brave souls took a very short plane flight, risking life, limb, and pedicures, and somehow managed to find a way back to Earth safely, leaving the entire world in awe and not a dry eye in the house. Our intrepid WSHIT reporter on the ground managed to catch some of the first words out of one of these astronauts' mouths, words that will certainly be written about and remembered in the history books. These words are already reverberating around the entire globe. Such profundity could only be expected from someone who experienced such a journey. Let's listen to that clip now.
You're officially an astronaut.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
I feel super connected to love. So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give, and how loved you are until the day you launch.
The astronauts went on to say that they only survived the ordeal because they hung on to their motto of taking up space. Taking up space, indeed. These brave humans truly are putting the ass back in astronaut. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
That is the one thing that I will say about this is think whoever that you pray to or meditate to, they did come back alive.
And deep breath, Brian.
Just as vapid as I thought I was, so self-important. Thank God me, Katy Perry, did not blow up because I put the ass back in astronaut.
She's got Florence Sanchez on like high heel boots too.
Yeah, because that's what you wear to space. Yeah. That's the all-purpose shoes you want to take to space is high heel boots. Oh my God.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. I don't want to delay right now, Chrissy. I want to get into it because there's a lot of conversation that's going around about our fearless cackle of geese that went to the Kármán line. It's also known as space. To some people, not to me, but to some people, also known as space. How do you feel about that? Did they go to space or did they not go to space? Or is that not for you to figure out?
I mean, they went up really, really high.
But they did.
I don't know if I would consider that space.
I think that's a good way of putting it. They went up really, really high.
I would not consider that necessarily space.
No, I don't think it's space. You know, there are people that actually have been to space. People that have like slip the surly bonds of Earth, as Reagan said after the Challenger space shuttle disaster, which, by the way, I remember watching that live.
Too.
And
wow.
How emotional that moment was,
even
as a 7-year-old or however old I was. That was intense, that whole Challenger thing. Those people on their way to space.
Yes.
Katy Perry, the morning news anchor of Oprah's best friend and the girlfriend of the rocket dick owner, not necessarily heading off to space. And I find this to be an exercise in futility and opulence. And
there's been a lot of
blowback.
Yes, there has.
And I think rightfully so.
If I'm
being honest, I think rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I don't argue anybody's right to go to space.
Yeah, no, but why didn't they just say, we just wanted to do this and like go up really, really high?
Yeah,
go on the best ride.
Of our lives. We're going on a really cool roller coaster that cost $1.5 billion to complete this journey from one end to the other. Instead, they're acting as if they're the first people to step on Mars.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous how self-important all these people just think they are when there are so many things going on in this universe that need addressing.
The resources.
Yeah, the resources, the time, the air time. The Kardashians did the play-by-play. That's all you got to know about this is the Kardashians, the noted rocket scientist,
yes.
Kim Kardashian
noted
and her
journalist.
Mother. Yeah. we're invited to do the commentary on the space mission liftoff thing. And it was just about as dumb as it was a PR stunt like I have never seen.
Really?
I mean, since the Tyson Paul brother fight, I have never seen a PR stunt so stupid in my entire life. But that's the name of the game in 2025. How dumb can you be and draw as much attention to yourself as possible? But what really caps this off, listen, I think if they had gone to space and then told everybody post, if they had gone to the Kármán line and told everybody post Kármán line, hey, you know what I did? I got a ride on a rocket ship and it was really cool. You know, didn't really mean anything, but at least I took a ride.
We did it.
Yeah. Congratulations. But all the hype leading up to it, all the press leading up to it, and then the press afterwards puts the icing on the cake. Now, I know you've seen some of this, but I wanted to quickly get into reviewing the press conference, the absolute fluffing that took place after these ladies landed on Earth. Now, we're in a very staged, I just want to set it up for the listener. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We're on a stage. It's very staged. There are cactuses on each end because they're in the desert. They have to let you know they're in the desert. God. There's a huge image of the penis in right behind Katy Perry's
penis.
Head. Yes. And then the audience is filled with press and family and friends.
Uh-huh.
So all the other rich folks are in there.
Yes.
Also applauding the journey to nowhere, essentially. So I'm going to skip all of the complete nonsense that is the human being. I think she's a sports reporter for ESPN. She is doing the
interview.
She's the interview. She is the moderator of this panel. Mm-hmm. All the, I'm not going to call them astronauts, all the ladies who went on the ship, on the Dick ship, they're all sitting there in their space suits, which are highly tailored to their physical forms. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, well, apparently Sanchez, what's her Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah.
She designed or got the, you know, commissioned the design. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks like they're posing for an Instagram. It looks like they're Instagram influencers in these. That is not a spaceship suit. I mean, listen, I also don't argue that astronauts should be comfortable and look good doing their job. But this is so, these are so highly tailored. Like every inch of Katy Perry is seen in this. Highly
and Lauren,
tight-fitting space. Anyway, okay, here we go. Ready? I'm going to skip all the fluff. We're about 10 minutes in. They're getting to the question and answer part. First, we're going to hear from Lauren Sanchez, then Katy Perry. Then if we cannot throw up on ourselves, we'll eventually get to Oprah's best friend. Okay, here we go. And bear with me. I got to jump around this a little bit. And since I'm not, you know, we're not, I'm not Howard Stern. I don't have the ability to just like jump from one clip to the next. I'm going to have to scroll through. So hold on here. Okay.
What about as I heard you speaking and I want to get into it with all of you guys. First of all, just I felt like
yes, please.
I want to get into it.
I want to get into it.
Yeah,
I want to take a deep dive on your shallow flight.
We should all do one big breath in and one breath out.
Oh my God. Oh. Could you please?
Breath in, breath
Why don't you just lick the shaft of Jeff Bezos? Why don't you do that? Everybody bending to the will of everybody else. Why not be an actual reporter and go, was this a trip to space, really? That's the first question I would ask.
It's like collective sigh of relief that you guys are back, that you are
that
safe.
That what, it didn't blow up?
Yeah, that it didn't blow up. Well, you know what?
Because I don't know what else could have happened.
Exactly.
Like a big sigh of relief. Well, you were supposed to come back down after
7 seconds in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, with absolutely no images to prove that you were there.
Yeah.
That is the one thing that I will say about this is think whoever that you pray to or meditate to, they did come back alive. And
deep breath, Brian.
I'm just as vapid as I thought I was. So self-important. Thank God. Thank God me, Katy Perry, did not blow up because I put the ass back in astronaut.
She's got Lauren Sanchez on like high heel boots too.
Yeah, because that's what you wear to space. Yeah. That's the all purpose shoes you want to take to space. It's high heel boots. Oh my God.
Just this incredible experience that you've had. And I know all your friends and family that are here in the front few rows also feel like we should just take a deep breath. So shall we do it? Okay. I'm going to count down from three. We're going to breathe in and out. I love yoga. Here we go.
Oh my God. I'm already sick to my stomach about this.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. All right, don't we all feel better?
Okay, don't we all feel better? Aren't I doing a great job of conducting this press conference? How professional am I?
Okay, I know I do. Lauren?
I know I do. Well, thank God for me.
Congratulations.
I love yoga, by the way.
Congratulations.
I love yoga and long walks on the beach.
I want to start with you. In researching...
I have to start with you, because Jeff told me to start with you.
Yeah.
This entire process, I heard a lot about the overview effect, and it was something that I didn't know anything about, but what I have learned... That you
learnt, yeah, with a T.
Well, that's all it was, right? It was to go up there and see the overview.
Curvature of space.
Yeah, and come back down.
By the way, there are pictures. You can do that. There are pictures. Yeah. Other people have taken pictures.
Now we'll be able to share or to experience this, because when people that go up to space and see Earth from space, they come back and their perception of Earth is different. How has your perception of Earth changed? Now, I know, albeit it's only an hour or so since you've been back, but how do you feel?
Yeah, definitely still processing, right? We all talked about that.
We all had a little powwow before we came out, got Botox, and then we got additional Botox. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Cat lady, on the way to cat lady?
Right, it is on the way to cat lady. Like
profound. Is like the one word I would use.
That's the one word I was thinking too when I was thinking about this flight, is how profound it all really was.
There, and you see Earth, and then, you know, it's completely black. But what we got was the moon.
It's space.
We got to see the moon, and it was in complete and utter darkness. And then you look back at Earth, and it's like, this beautiful jewel.
Like the pictures have shown.
Just like when I go out on my back porch, the moon is behind complete darkness. Something I hadn't realized till now, Chrissy. It's the overview effect. When I see a presentation and it has the word overview on it, I completely blank out.
It was quiet. It felt like it was breathing. It was so alive.
I heard that. Those microphones on that ship. And all that was going on was screaming for 3.5 straight minutes. You ladies were screaming at the top of your lungs.
And that's kind of what I felt, just this aliveness of Earth. But you look at it and you go, wait a second. We're all on this planet. All the people that we love, this is it.
And that's why I came back. And now I want to help the guy from El Salvador.
That's right. I want to come back. And now I'm going to help Jeff get.
Now I've got to get back to planning my wedding.
I've got to get back to a state dinner with Trump and Melania. I'm sorry. I've got things to do, places to go. Imagine all the people are still stuck on Earth.
We have one planet, because out there, it's dark. It is, you know, William Shatner even said this when he went to space, and now I understand what he was talking about. It's like death.
Mm.
And I don't...
Katy Perry in the audience.
It's like death.
I don't even understand what she said, but it sounded really pretty.
No, it just made me want to...
Yeah.
I just come back with an open heart, and... it really opened me wide open, and hopefully I can bring that to other people and also just protect.
Yeah, there's a lot of other people that could use that open heart empathy.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Planet we're on. I mean, this is the only one we've got. Mm-hmm. So I'm completely and utterly humbled by this experience.
That's why the yacht that I get on next week.
The yacht that consumes 75 million gallons of diesel every 5 minutes. And by the way, we're going to make the boxes even bigger for Amazon. You ordered one razor?
Yeah.
A 12 foot by 12 foot by 12 foot box.
Yes.
Wow. And beyond grateful.
Absolutely. There are so many people on this planet that you love and care about. You have one in particular that you would like to highlight today. Who is that?
Oh, who is that? There's so many people on this planet that you love. Which other planet did you assume those people were going to be on? What a dumb press conference.
Tell us who all you love.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to watch. We're going to have a palate cleanser with an actual astronaut space conference.
Oh, I get to do that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This wasn't completely planned out ahead of time. Oh,
there is one person who I was in community college. I'll say this really quick so everyone has a chance to talk up here. I don't want to take up a lot of time. And she saw a little girl in the back of the room who never felt like she belonged, and she pulled her up and she got me tested for dyslexia, and my life kind of took off from there. And Lori, if you're here, I flew this feather to space for you.
She pulled me up from the doldrums of private school and hoisted me right into the arms of the world's richest man. And I took a space dick to the Carmen line, Chrissy.
This feather's for you.
And this feather, yeah, I'm not giving it back to you, but I just want you to know I flew it to space.
Lori, there you are. Yeah. Everybody, put your hands together for Lauren's teacher.
I can give it to you later. I can give it to you later, but I just want you to know.
Put your hands together, please, for the lady that we're talking about. This moderator.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. She's not moderating anything. She's like that moderator at the PodFest conference.
This teacher changed.
Here, we can pass it
She
back.
Changed my life.
We can pass it.
Oh, yeah. Let's handle all that minutia while we're all watching.
For all of you teachers out there, just know that you have such an impact on the kids in your classroom. And
that's why we would cut the education department.
That's why we've taken the education department and thrown it in the trash.
Lori, thank you so much for seeing the little girl in the back who didn't think she belonged.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren, for sharing that. I know that we...
Thank you. I'm sorry that you're so poor because you're a teacher.
Yeah. We all had the incredible privilege of seeing you guys go up, but we did.
But I want to skip over to Katie because she's important.
Get to see what was happening inside the capsule. So why don't we take a look at that video right now.
Now. We haven't seen it. I want to see
Woo,
it myself.
We're weightless.
One, two, three. Take a space. Woo!
And behind you, look right behind you.
She's got a. It's got a fucking dandelion in her hand.
It's a daisy, and her daughter's name is Daisy.
Oh,
that's not to that, but this.
How
this,
profound. I mean, yeah, how absolutely this. Profound. They don't even really look like they're weightless. They're kind of like a little bit floating in space, but
yeah.
But I guess gravity's still holding you down a little bit.
Four. Pick up Chislin. Oh, the moon. You guys, I don't have to tell you. Look at the moon. Look.
God, it's like riding in a car with one of my kids. Look at the moon, Dad. Look at the moon. Look, 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 look.
Look at the moon.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Rather than focusing on what you're seeing is a bunch of people who are showing they're showing off for the camera. That's what they're doing. They're not paying attention. There's no profundity in the moment. They are not. Lauren Sanchez is not coming to a realization about how it's one earth and it's breathing. They are literally mugging for the camera because this is the best Instagram reel ever. So far, Katy Perry has shown 15 things to the camera and is paying no attention to what's going on outside.
It's all about the
There's
camera.
Only 3.5 minutes to be in up there. I wouldn't give a shit about the camera.
Yeah.
Wow. So incredible. What a moment for humanity.
Katie's face says it all right there. So, Katie, I'll jump to you for a comment. You holding up that daisy, I know you got to tell me outside the capsule how important that was, not only
I'd actually like to hear from the other people that weren't Lauren Sanchez.
Well, good luck with that, because they know exactly what this is. It's a PR stunt, and they need the PR. And so Lauren gets to talk first. She is the girlfriend of Jeff Bezos. Katie gets to talk second because she's in the famous line, the second one down. Well, she's really the most famous, but Lauren has to talk first.
Name, but everything that it encompasses for you, and I would love for you to share it with the audience.
You can make a rocket go to the moon, but you can't make a microphone work for 5 minutes.
I don't know if I can cry anymore. daisies, sometimes people consider daisies weeds because they grow everywhere.
Oh, here we go with some long-winded explanation about why daisies are so important.
And through everything, so and they show up.
And they
in so many different places, but daisies are just so resilient.
I knew it.
So
and
resilient.
Flowers for me, I believe, are like God's laughter and God's smile. And I brought a daisy because I have so much love for my daughter, Daisy, and I have so much love for Mother Earth. And I believe you can.
And that's why I took a completely
pointless,
vapid exploration into high atmosphere, burning a bunch of fuel, resources, time, energy, and money.
See the beauty in the Mother Earth in a single resilient daisy. That's why I brought it.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Gail, when you saw even just a snippet of that right there, first of all, congratulations. You did it. You did it.
You did it.
You did what?
What? I don't know. You got
sat
on.
You in the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what's funny about this, Chris, is that our instructor...
Please tell us what's funny about this.
Sarah, my new best friend, said, you are my most success story because I've never trained anyone that was afraid to fly or was a nervous flyer. So I consider you a big success. And I'm so proud of us. I really am proud of me because I never in a gazillion years thought I could do this. And I just saw a video of us walking up the... I don't want to call it plank, but what's the proper thing, Lauren?
Sounds like they got a lot of training.
Like, I don't know.
It sounds like they got a ton of training. They don't even know what it's called.
That's right. That's
you
right.
can call it. You can call it anything you want. You're an astronaut.
No, but walking
dancing
up
on the threshold of life.
Yeah. Yes. Walking up the platform and people are ringing the bell and everybody's smiling and I'm just walking in. And it's because at that moment I was so afraid. I just wanted to get into my seat. Because I just wanted to let the training kick in. I just wanted...
What training? What training do you need to go do nothing? Learn how to sit? Do you have to learn how to sit, Chrissy?
To get inside the capsule and sit down.
You need to learn how to look at the
I don't know why
camera.
This charges me up so much, but it charges me up. I just feel like this is such a waste of our collective time.
Yeah.
Walking up there was a little daunting for me.
And here I am spending time on it. But I have content to create.
A friend is from Germany, so you know you have to appreciate the sense of humor. He says, once you get there, you're going to feel like it's sex with the gods. Well... That's never had sex with a god, to my knowledge. So thank you for the visual. I didn't.
Yeah. So it's like funny. A daisy. It's a weed everywhere. It grows everywhere. It grows under our feet and in the flowers
so
and
Lauren
in the flowers.
So there was death out there. Katie has said
daisies.
Yes. And Gail saying sex with
fucking
the gods.
Fucking the gods. Yes. That's right.
Think that. But I did think.
Neil Armstrong would be proud.
That what all the stuff that you hear about the blackness and the blue is it's a neon blue and it's still and it's quiet. And we were all feeling this experience together. I know I will never forget it.
Yeah, there was cackling going on the entire time. What do you mean still and quiet? There was nothing quiet about that flight.
For me, it just says to me, if I can do this, I was telling these guys, I might even now get my ears pierced. I've never gotten my ears pierced.
One small step
look
for
man. Look how this has changed
Yes,
her.
This is unbelievable. I hope Krista McAuliffe is not watching this. I hope she's moved on in the ethers because Krista McAuliffe, a teacher who spent a year training to go up in space, 1 year away from her family, and died a horrific, terrible death in front of hundreds of millions of people, a true saint, kissing the stars, slipped the surly bonds, as Reagan said, was going up there to advance man's understanding of humanity in space and possibly on to the next step. She did it. And that is a woman who certainly advanced the causes in so many ways and became a martyr in the process for manned space flight. These ladies, while wonderful in their own right, in their own professions, singer, press person, girlfriend of the richest man in the world, while wonderful in their own professions, did zero for anything yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't
except
for anything.
Cause a bunch of ruckus. And now, sitting there, sounding so self-important, it just makes them all sound vapid, if I'm being honest. To me, it makes them sound vapid. So Krista McAuliffe, the real hero, I say we should remember her today. And that is what I have to say about that, Christy.
That's right.
Now, let's get on to a vapid man. Let's move on from the vapid women. Let's get on to the vapid men. Frankie B. I have one in my pocket. I said we've done all the Frankie B's, but I'm like a father saving the last cookies, hiding them away for a rainy day. That's right, for a rainy day. And I have a video that I've been keeping in my pocket from Frankie B. And so from listener request, Frankie B video when we get back. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you can make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
All right. From one self-important video to another, Chrissy. I felt, you know, it's only fair that we take a pot shot at the dipshit guys that are out there, too. And our favorite dipshit, Frankie B, while not a new video, has an older video that we actually, unbelievably, haven't reviewed before. And so I give it no preface. I give it no conversation. Let's just get right into it. This is how to be, well, I'll say this. It's how to be fashionable and fit for men over 50.
Okay.
Some tips and tricks, Chrissy, on how you too can, you know, get that.
Navigate the world.
That's right. Bed those 20-year-olds, even well into your 50s. Look at that hair. That hair is a masterpiece. It looks like classic, ocean waves.
Classic gray background.
Black shirt, gray background, ready to rock. Here we go. Oh, God, I love Frankie.
So in today's video, guys, we're going to go over 9 simple things that guys over 50 can do to look better.
Guarantee it won't be 9. Guarantee it won't be simple. And guarantee it won't work. I do have to say, I'm a fan of the old intro.
I know.
This is the older intro, and I'm a fan of it.
He's got scissors. Like
he's Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, to the camera.
Even though he doesn't cut hair.
Who decided to put that in the intro anyway? Was that it? Had to have been him.
Him rising up out of the pool.
Like a Creed video. I love it. I love it.
Can't get What's going on, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to today's video.
What's up, everybody? I've been up since yesterday at 4 o'clock.
If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is geared for all guys out there 50 and above who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves. But hold on, dudes. If you're a guy in your mid-30s, or if you're even in your 40s, don't turn this video...
But hold on, dudes. If you're a guy in your mid-30s. I can only imagine that some guy in his mid-30s stumbled upon this video and said, wait, there might be information in here for me, Chrissy.
Video off, because it's going to contain some super valuable information that's going to catapult your ass all the way up to the 50 and above club.
It's going to catapult you, just like Katy Perry on the Dick Ship.
In style. My take on this is far too many guys, once they enter into their 50s, you get complacent. Everything's beautiful.
I do get complacent all the time, Chrissy. Well into my 40s, and I'm complacent.
I got a wife that I've had for 25 years.
I got an old bag. It's getting fat and ugly.
I've had the same job now for 25 years, too. Everything is perfect. I don't have to worry. My wife's not going to replace me. My work, they're never going to get rid of me. I'm too good for them. Shame on you if you are the image,
you fucktard,
of a company, let's just say you're in sales, and you have let yourself go now for years and years and years. You're probably overweight. Your hygiene is terrible. You probably dress like shit.
What the fuck does that have to do with your job? You dress like shit. Your wife is fat. You're ugly.
Your hygiene.
You got pimples
terrible.
On your
you
nose.
Stop brushing your teeth.
Please. When's the last time you put on deodorant? I can smell you from here. But stick around. I got some useful tips.
How long do you think your company is going to want that image? Okay. And when you finally realize that you're in trouble, it's probably going to be too late. So guys, in today's video, I put together 9 things that guys over 50 need to do daily, weekly, monthly in order to not let what I just talked about happen. Before we get into the
Frankie loses letters in words.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you noticed this? Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite part about him speaking. It's like one of my kids who's just learning how to talk and they say things funny.
Right.
So does Frankie. Now, I also misspeak a lot too, so I'm not throwing stones in a glass house. It's almost endearing. It's a little cute. In order to do things.
Beat of this video.
By the way, nothing like the double bracelet on a man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We get, what's better than 1-2 bracelets?
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me remind you, if you do like it,
pop a few
any
rings
time.
On there too.
Oh, yeah. It never went out of fashion. Even though in the 90s, everybody was wearing multiple rings, Chrissy, for Frankie, it never went out of fashion.
Mm-mm. Give it one of these and hit the subscribe bell so you don't miss any of
the subscribe bell.
My upcoming videos. All right, cowboys. So the first thing we're going to talk about is grooming. And this is a known fact that guys in their 50s completely forget about this.
That it's is not a known fact.
That is not a known fact. No one has forgotten about grooming.
No,
my father is in his 70s and he still grooms himself.
Dad too.
Yes, what the fuck is he talking about?
Your hair in your nose, your ears, and your eyebrows grows at almost twice the clip as it did when you're in your...
Well, he's right about that. Yeah. It's weird as you get older, and this doesn't happen in your 50s. This happens in your like late 20s. All of a sudden, the hair on your head stops growing, but that one hair in your ear, it shows up overnight.
20s and your 30s. And before you know it, you got this monster face going on. There's nothing...
I'm over 50 and I forgot how to groom.
That bugs me more is when I'm talking to a guy, okay, and all I can see are his nose hairs or his...
Hey, Frankie. It's me, man over 50 with lots of nose hair.
Your hairs, or let's go with these giant eyebrows, okay? It's like, what's he talking about? Because I'm so focused on what the hell is going on with this guy's face. It's like, the only thing going through my mind is, does he groom? And if you are an older guy, and you're going out on a date.
Frankie can't hold a conversation because he's too worried about your skincare routine.
Yeah, he's going over the terms of his will.
The terms and conditions.
Yeah.
And you're not paying attention to this, trust me, she's looking at it. So really pay attention to your grooming. So the second thing we're going to talk about is your...
So far, yeah, hook 'em horns.
Second thing.
Second thing.
Hairstyle. So guys, if you've had that same haircut year after year, cut by the same stylist year after year, maybe it's time for a new stylist. If that girl or your barber has not suggested something new to you...
So far, put on deodorant and change your... Silas. If
your
Silas isn't working, yes.
And they're not doing their job. And you guys are all together collectively in a rut. I think you maybe need to change it up a little bit. Why don't you get yourself a magazine? Look through some hairstyles.
Get yourself a magazine. Go on BMG Music and order 100 CDs for a penny.
When you
change up your music style.
Watch some videos for haircuts and styles for guys over 50. I guarantee you, you will find something in there that you're going to see and you're going to
go,
holy
shit. I guarantee you that they don't have Frankie's style.
Yeah, I can guarantee you they don't have Frankie's style. And I can guarantee you, you can't find a magazine anymore, Frankie. I mean, magazines just don't exist.
Shit, that's going to look good on me. But guys, you won't know until you try. So definitely change up your hairstyle. The third thing we're going to talk about is skincare. I venture to say that 99% of you guys don't even give a rat's ass about your skin.
A rat's ass about your skin. I like the way he said that.
And that's
you don't
not
give
true
a rat's
either.
Ass.
There are plenty of men that I know care about their skin.
Yeah, Frankie, Chrissy, you're just not paying attention out there. Most guys literally don't even know they have skin. It's a fact, a known fact.
And this is where you're really...
You looked at the men's magazines lately, Chrissy. It's a known fact.
Listen to both. Because if you have old, weathered, dried, cracky skin, you're just looking older than you already are. And unfortunately...
I mean, the guy that he is painting really is...
Yeah.
It's a bad shape.
The guy that he is painting...
Old, weathered, yes, cracked face.
Is the typical orange
hair,
beach.
Blasting out of the nose. Yeah. Ear hair blasting out. Old... You know, no hygiene, not brushing your teeth, hair, old style hair. I mean, wow.
Yeah, he's really painting the picture of like an incel that lives in his mom's basement. I don't think most men are like that.
No.
Yeah.
If you keep letting it go, the older you get, the harder it's going to be to reverse it. And before you know it, it's going to be way too late. But if you attack it now, you can still save yourself. And it all starts with drinking water. That's the number one thing in having gorgeous, good-looking skin. That's right, guys.
Is a good tip. Yeah, drink a lot of water. Right.
Gorgeous, good-looking skin. And there's nothing wrong with...
Do your avocado eggs.
Man, yes. Having great skin. Like I said, it all starts with drinking 8 to 10 bottles of water a day.
8 to 10 bottles of water a day?
Wow.
I think that's a little much. Slow down. Don't take medical advice from Frank, you guys.
That's the first and foremost important thing. Then it goes with having a great skincare routine. That's face moisturizers. That's eye creams. It's wrinkle-reducing creams. There's a lot of different products out there. Do your own.
Yeah, if you got $6,000 a month to spend,
right,
that shit's expensive. I looked for an eye cream, I don't know, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, they're expensive. $36.
For like an ounce? No, it's for an ounce.
Yeah,
an ounce of it.
I'm saying that is on the low end.
Jeez, it was crazy.
Homework. But whatever you do, do it.
So I just bought Vaseline and I smear it all over my eyes at night. My son is like, what is that? I'm like, Vaseline.
Morning and do it at night. And soon, guys, you will notice a very wonderful change in the appearance of your skin. So the fourth thing we're going to talk about, guys, is your body. Most of you are probably thinking,
I love talking about my body, Frankie.
And you know what? I'm just not happy with it. I could do better. But you know what? I'm in my 50s. Why am I going to start now? Where am I going with this? No one cares. My wife, she's happy. I work. They don't give a shit. Me, you know, if you're hemming and hawing at it.
If you're hemming and humming? What? If you're hemming and you're humming.
Hemming and you're hawing.
Do you hem and haw or do you hum and haw? Do you hum and haw?
It's time to take action and change your body type. It's not...
Take action now! Emergency. Pull the ripcord. You're fat. You're ugly. Your skin's a mess. You got no hair growing out of there. Your job, your boss is talking about you behind your back.
Too late, all right? If you are in your...
Divorce is imminent!
50s and you've never done a workout routine, it's not too late to start. Because you're going to kick yourself right in your balls, or you're going to kick yourself in your...
Right in the balls.
You're going to kick yourself right in the balls. That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Yes, if you waited another 2 years and then you decide to do it, because at that point, you would have already changed your body. It's taking initiative. It's getting off of your dead ass and getting out of your bullshit comfort zone.
Wow,
get
Frankie.
Get off your dead ass.
Frankie is charged up is. About this. By the way, of all the videos that we have done, and we've done a lot of Frankie B videos, this is part of the reason why this is in the back pocket too, is because some of these tips are actually not that bad.
No.
He's trying to motivate you to understand that, first of all, it's not too late to change the way that
True.
You, to change your body, be healthier, feel better about yourself, look better on a daily basis.
He's going about it a weird way. He's trying to endear himself to the person on the other end by insulting them the entire time.
Yeah, he's trying to kick people in the balls.
But this is not the worst advice Frankie has ever given. As a matter of fact, I would put it on the top end of advice Frankie has given.
You're stuck in. It's taking that first step. And once you do it, it'll become habit forming. And then you're not going to want to stop because you're going to start seeing changes in your body. Your clothes are going to fit you better. People are going to notice. People are going to say stuff. Your wife is going to be going, oh my God, Chacharita, you look fantastic.
Chacharita? That's not a word. Chacharita. I know a lot of Spanish, and I don't think chacharita is a word. But hey, I like it anyway. My wife went, hey, chacharita, Brian. I say, I've been kicking myself in the balls and trimming my nose hairs. Well, chacharita, Brian. Ay, chacharita.
Guys, take the first step. So the fifth thing we're going to talk about, guys, is what you put in your mouth. Now, if you did decide that you are going to go in the gym, you did decide you're going to break your ass, you did decide that you're going to build a killer.
Nothing like breaking your ass at the gym. All right, I can't wait to see what Frankie puts in his mouth. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
All right, Drill Sergeant Frankie is teaching.
Chacharita.
Chacharita. Ay, 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 caramba, chacharita.
Fuck it.
Drill Sergeant Frankie B is teaching us how to be better in general over 50 years old.
Beautiful body, then kudos to you. But guess what? You could totally blow that. You could blow it in a New York second when you go home. And
blow what? What are we putting in our mouth,
his
Frankie?
Body.
Oh, okay.
The body that you've all of a sudden built up by eating horribly.
Eating horribly and chacharitaing over to the gym by breaking your ass and kicking yourself in the balls.
You eat like shit. All right. It's time to start changing your eating habits. And we're not going to call it a diet because diets, you'll never, ever going to hold to them. Everybody breaks a diet. So let's just call it simply changing the way we eat. And it all starts with eliminating all sugars. All sugars.
All sugars. All sugars. I don't care what kind they are. Good, bad, indifferent, all sugars out of your diet, Chrissy. I'm coming over to your house. I'm going to raid your closet.
Your number one poison. That's your number one demon. That's your number one evil. Get rid of all sugars. Yeah, you're
going to. It's the number one thing your body craves for energy. Sugar. You can't eliminate all sugar from your diet. It's impossible. But okay, I get what he's saying.
You're going to go through withdrawals. You're going to go through convulsions. You're going to be going, ah! Oh my God, I gotta have my sugar. You'll get over it, all right? Y'all.
He needs to be a drug counselor. You'll get over it. Yeah, you like heroin. Okay, you'll get over it. Yeah.
You need to start limiting your carb intake, okay? You need to start upping your proteins. You need to start more vegetables, lean meats, lean chickens, and drink.
Lean chickens? Where are the fatty chickens? Lean chickens. I didn't know they grew them fatty.
Plenty of water a day. So if you start eating good, wholesome foods that are below your maintenance levels, and you need to find out what your chloretic maintenance level is. It may be 2,500 calories.
I don't think it's chloretic.
Yeah, I think that's what I do to my pool. Yeah, I think that's the problem with my green pool, is it's not chloretic enough.
You need to be below that. You need to be below that every day. And if you are, you will continue to lose weight. And the good thing about it, guys, is you are in the gym and you're building muscle. So while you're losing weight, you're building muscle. It's all harmony. You are going to look good because if you...
Ebony and ivory are together in perfect harmony.
One without the other. If you just go on a diet without building muscle, you are going to look creepy. You're going to look saggy. And once you get that creepy, saggy skin, you're never going to get rid of it. So you need to do both, guys. So the sixth thing we're going to talk about.
I've seen you with your shirt off, Frankie. Now, it's just a fact of life that all skin is going to start to sag no matter how in shape you are.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Is conquering your weak points. Now, I'm not going to get into mine. I certainly have them. And we're not going to get into yours because you certainly have them. But let me tell you something, gentlemen. If you have weak points that went from 1 to 6 on everything that I just talked about, every item from the first thing I talked about all the way down to the bottom, then, gentlemen, you are in a world of hurt. And there's probably...
You're weak.
If you have a weak point, you're weak. He's not going to talk about his, and he's not going to talk about yours,
no.
But let's talk about yours.
Yeah.
No hope for you. But all kidding aside, guys, if your weak point is getting to the gym, make that step. If your weak point is eating right, well, make that step. Is it something that you're going to conquer right away? No. Is it something that you're going to conquer completely? No. But you...
Are you going to fail? Yes. Is this a useless exercise in me talking through this camera? Yes, it is. Is all of my advice completely nonsense? Of course. But give it a try.
Have to give you...
By the way, he just gave you 6 steps you can take, and now he's repeating himself.
Right.
He's just telling you, go back to the 6 steps and pick one.
To have the upper hand on it. You got to have control of your weak points or you're going to continue to cave. It's probably safe to say that your weak points are always going to be your weak points and it's probably never going to go away. It's just basically all about control. So the seventh thing...
I didn't understand a word that he just said.
Number 50, need to do in order to look better, it's go through your wardrobe. You know, if you're a guy that's shuffling through the closet and you grab a shirt and you look at it and you have to give that shirt a second thought, throw it in the Goodwill bag. Go to the next shirt, grab it, look at it. If you go, throw it in the Goodwill bag. Because you know what's going to happen? You are going to grab that shirt and you are going to wear it. And that's what most of the...
What are you talking about? You're going to give it a second thought, but then you are going to grab it. You are going to wear it.
Yeah, you're going to wear it at some point.
Okay.
It's going to look like shit.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this comes from a guy who has worn the same shirt on every video that we have ever done.
Yeah.
The black shirt.
Pluses out there are doing it. They are wearing their old stale wardrobe. And that's just total taboo. And it shows that you don't give a crap. I mean, guys, in order to make a statement at our age, I believe it all starts with the way a man dresses. It all starts with your shoes. You work that outfit from the shoes up.
I go shoes up. I go dick down. That's what I do. I start with what makes my penis look bigger. And then I work my way down.
There.
Yeah, and I don't worry about the top. Yeah, you know, if I'm not going to get them from the waist down, Chrissy, I'm not going
to
get them.
All about being in style. Don't be afraid to step outside the box. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone because that's ultimately going to look better than the crap.
I think these guys you're describing, don't be afraid to step outside, period. Like, sounds like you're describing a hermit.
If you've had in your closet for the past several years, this is the only way that you're going to make a statement. And one thing that holds true to form, guys, is when you do go shopping for clothes, it's all about the fit. If you are a thinner man, okay, don't wear big baggy clothes to hide your skinniness, okay? Because it actually makes you look worse. Because if you got short sleeves on and the sleeves are way bigger than your arms and they're swimming, it actually makes you look worse, okay?
Yeah, you need to wear a too small shirt.
Yes, like Frankie, go 2 sizes smaller than you actually are and then squeeze every little ounce into it.
A favor, get those sleeves tailored. Have them tuck in. It'll actually
tailor the sleeves on your short sleeve shirt. It's going to the extreme.
It's going to
another
level.
You're assuming that everyone can afford to buy a new wardrobe every time they don't like a shirt and then go get the sleeves on a short sleeve shirt tailored? Just buy a shirt that fits well.
Make your arms look better. And if you are a larger man, an overweight man, a lot of you guys will try to camouflage your weight with big, drapey, baggy clothes. Same principle.
Picturing a guy in a moo-moo.
A moo-moo walking around. Oh, here I come with my nose hair and my sales job and my ugly wife and my moo-moo from Walmart.
principle applies. They actually look a little better if they're closer to your body. You will look much more structured. Don't be fooled by thinking you whether you're skinny or whether you're big that you can camouflage behind your clothes. Just get the clothes that fit and is the right style for you. All right, man. Almost there.
Thank God.
Each thing that guys need to do over 50 to look better is to definitely look at your posture. Posture makes a man. Posture says a
posture once again, makes a man. I'm picturing like a hunched over
300-pound man with nose hair just like sprouting out of his nose. His wife is like something from the Blue Lagoon. Frankie, you paint a picture, man. You really do.
A lot about the individual.
I think Frankie's under the assumption that a lot of people out there are the opposite of what Frankie is. I'm not saying there's a lot of men over 50 that are in such shape, because you got to give it to Frankie. He is in good shape. There is no doubt about that. I give him credit where credit is due. He takes care of his skin. He's got hair plugs, but that's okay. We're learning to live with Frankie's follicles. Yeah. He dresses not how I would dress, but I can see how that would be attractive in a certain way, shape, or form. I would get rid of some of the jewelry and the big belt buckles and stuff like that. But okay, his fashion fits his form, and he's a relatively good-looking dude for over whatever he is, getting close to 60, I think. But making the assumption that everybody is the opposite, I don't think is the right assumption to make. I think most men are somewhere in the middle. They're not exactly taking care of every inch of their body, but they're also not ignoring things like
women.
Nose hair growing 3 or 4 inches out of your hair, out of your nose.
You know, if you are a guy that's constantly slumped over with your shoulders, like me like this, you know, hey, I'm Frank Bernardo. I'm going to do a video on how guys over 50 can look better. And, you know, you're not looking in the camera. How does that look, guys?
Why would you be looking in the camera? You're also assuming everybody's trying to be an influencer.
Right.
Versus your shoulders back, getting your head up, showing confidence. Well, that's the way it works in everyday life. If you walk in a room and you've got great posture, you're going to command attention. People are going to notice that. But if you walk in a room and you're lazy and you're moxie and stuff like that, people aren't even going to give
you. What's moxie? I don't even know what that means. That's not a word.
Either
it's I, Chacharita. Do is moxie.
The time of day. So I would definitely check your posture. Go in a mirror. Look at yourself from all angles. You know, if you are slumped, get your shoulders back, okay? It's just a matter of learning how to
get your ass back.
Yeah, he wants you to put your ass up in the squeeze those butt cheeks and get those shoulders backwards.
Do it. And when you walk, keep your head up, never down. It looks like you're embarrassed. Looks like you're hiding something, but when you walk and you're
Emily Post of YouTube for over 60.
Head is up, you're showing confidence and you're showing power. Work on your posture, guys. All right, we are finally at tip number 9, and this is the most powerful tip that I could possibly have.
Oh, here
powerful.
We go. We've been waiting for this all video. Here it comes. The absolutely useless advice Frankie's about to drop on us.
For you. And that, gentlemen, is confidence. How do I get confidence?
Ta-da! Everything's fixed. My life is better. I have confidence.
Does it just grow on me? I'm going to tell you how you get confidence. If you start doing everything
I talk your nose hairs.
Yeah, cut your nose hairs. Go to the gym. There. Start eating well. Listen. Confidence, it's so easy to get, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. So easy to get, so hard to lose once you have it.
About from steps 1 to 8, guess what, guys? Confidence will automatically follow because you've got great hygiene. You've got great skincare. You've got a badass haircut. You've got
$100,000 in debt.
You owe Macy's $250,000.
Buddy, you eat
Planet Fitness $30,000.
Like a king. And when you eat like a king, you look good and you feel good. You are dressing like a total rock star, badass. And most of all, your posture is totally killer. So what does all that breed? It breeds confidence.
Because confidence is skin deep.
Yes, based on appearance. Yeah,
said every therapist ever.
That's the end of the video, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, that's the end of the video. We did. We really liked it. Thank you. All right, quick episode.
I like that back pocket, Frankie.
Yeah, yeah, listen. I just wish there was so much more of that dating content that he put out there,
the
because that's where the
so
gold
good.
Is.
Remember, too, that one that we reviewed where he was eating all the stuff that, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
if
yeah, yeah.
He was mimicking somebody.
Mimicking somebody that would...
They would eat ho-hos.
Yeah, that's right. Ding-dongs. And I wish we could go back to the good old days of Frankie, but I think the golden age, at least for now, is gone because Frankie has a girlfriend,
yeah.
And she won't let him do this anymore. She said, do
rightfully
another video,
so.
And I'm gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rightfully so.
Oh, man.
His travel days were good, too.
His travel videos are gold also, but we're just not getting any more of it. I guess we'll have to rely on Katy Perry and that group of women
Lauren
to
Sanchez.
Bring us travel videos from now on.
That's right.
The outer reaches of not outer space. Mm-hmm. There you go. And listen, let me be clear. I'm not beating up on women. I don't want to make it sound like that. They just happen to be women. If it was men, I would say the same. I've said the same thing about Shatner's trip, too.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything fantastic. So, but, you know, listen, Jeff Bezos can spend his money how he wants to spend his money.
I just wish they would paint it more as we just wanted to go on this amazing ride.
I wish they would. Mm-hmm. I wish they would read the room and understand how superfluous it sounds and is.
And maybe not make such a big
in this
deal
moment.
About
yeah,
it.
Like Katie could say, yeah, I went to the Karman line. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It made me realize that we really got to take care of Mother Earth. And it also made me realize that there's a lot of things down here on Earth that need attention. So let's get to that, right?
Yeah.
Now let's spend our time and resources doing some good out there. And what that is, that looks different for everybody. But to make it sound like bringing a daisy in space was changed humanity forever is just dumb. Dumb as Frankie. Okay, May 31st, 12 hours of TCB. Maybe call it a baker's dozen. We just don't know. Will we even get through 12 hours? I don't know. You tune in and figure it out. May 31st, that's a Saturday. 12 hours of TCB. 12 episodes on the hour starting at 10 a.m. of The Commercial Break in one day. TCBpodcast.com. You can find out more information about the 12 hours, all the audio and the video, and your free sticker at the Contact Us button at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak to watch all of our videos the same day they air here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.